Congress is back in session, facing momentous decisions about the future of health care, the Supreme Court, and taxes, among other things. But even as that goes on, Maine Senator Angus King plans to continue snapping photos of trees, churches, trains in the snow, constituents, holiday lights, and even interviewers. And you can see them on the photo sharing service Instagram. He spoke with Erwin Gratz.
It took me about 6 months to convince my staff that I could be allowed to do this by myself. There was a concern that I would, you know, post something dumb or write something. And I think they're still a little nervous about it. But I really like taking pictures. I particularly like capturing a moment that's a little unusual, a view of Washington that people might not otherwise get. And then I write mini essays. It's a challenge to try to make sense of an event or a place in time in a very short period. I really enjoy it. It's one of my favorite diversions, if you will, from the intensity of the work that I do.
Has this been a long-time pursuit of yours, photography?
I've always been interested in photography, but never in any kind of systematic way. But, of course, the iPhone has allowed us all to become photographers. And the beauty of digital pictures is you can take a lot of them, and one of them is going to be pretty good. But I've always enjoyed visual arts and design and those kinds of things, architecture. But also I like to try to tell stories. The post that I did on New Year's Eve was of the American flag and the Washington Monument, and I quoted Lincoln's inaugural about appealing to the better angels of our nature. So, you know, often I'll try to tell a little story along with whatever the picture is. Usually they're around Maine on the road, sunsets. Sunsets are big on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to find a lot of friends, people seem to like sunsets.
The time of office holders like yourself, especially members of Congress, can be very full, even when you're in transit or calls to return, briefing papers to read. I just wonder why you take the time to do this.
Well, often what I'll do is take the picture, and then at night when I'm finally done, 9, 10, 11 at night, that's when I'll post it and write the little caption. For example, I had a meeting in the fall in Dick Durbin's office in the Capitol and happened to glance out the window. There's a spectacular view down the mall toward the Washington Monument. Sun was setting. So I snapped the picture and then several hours later wrote the caption. So it's not quite Instagram. It may be sometimes latergram, but that's how I do it. Or I may see something at the airport, take the picture and write the post on the plane and then post it when I get back. Now, Erwin, you haven't asked me the most important question, which is Angus King, Maine. That's how people find the Instagram. I mean, if you're going to interview me, I want some followers out of this deal.
We're going to get there. We're going to get there. Do you have a favorite filter that you're using on your camera?
I use an app called Snapseed, and it used to be standalone. I think Google owns it now. They've upgraded it. I'm not crazy about the upgrade, so I use the old Snapseed, and it allows you to crop and balance and do that kind of thing. There is a kind of purity on Instagram. There are those people who are very proud of not using any filters. But I find if you have a picture and, for example, the background is bright and the foreground is sort of dark, you can use a filter that bumps up the light on the foreground so you can see people's faces, for example. So I'm not a purist in that sense.
I will say my favorite photo was the boys playing baseball in Mapleton.
Wasn't that unbelievable?
Oh, the green fields, the dark gray clouds, and that double rainbow.
Yeah, it was one of the most beautiful evenings. I was in Arista County for the weekend, and there wasn't anything on the schedule. And I said, something must be going on in town. And they said, well, there's a Little League game. I said, great, let's go. And so we went and hung out at the game, and then the storm went by, and this just vivid rainbow, one of the most vivid that I've ever seen. And I did move around, so I got it so the rainbow was coming right down on the batter, right behind the batter. But it was a special moment for sure.
That's Maine Senator Angus King speaking with Erwin Gratz. Now, part of his collection is one photo of King and an interviewer you might recognize. You can find a link in this story to his Instagram account at mainepublic.org.